Hello, everybody. This is Jason Futch with True Cold Case Files. First and foremost, I want to thank all of our listeners who have been tuning us in for the last month. You've been helping us greatly reach out to numerous areas of our country and talking about these cases that are very important to us. Cases that, for the most part, not many people have ever heard of before, including a couple of our recent cases on Henry County John Doe and Abdul Rahman Alhamdan. We strive here at True Cold Case Files to bring the very best in our podcast, to be able to talk about cases that you've never heard of before or you've barely heard of before. The purpose of this is to reinvigorate conversations about old, cold cases that have barely been discussed either by individuals like you and I, podcast programs, and also by their respective law enforcement agencies and media. We want to be able to spread this message across in the most succinct and very diplomatic way. That's why we changed formats this year from YouTube to podcast, because we believe that podcasting is the next generation of getting information out. And YouTube numbers were not doing well in our first season as we would have liked them to. But with that being said, I want to inform everybody that though we are not completely ditching our YouTube formatting, we are not going to continue the YouTube program as planned. We will be updating the audio soon to be posted on YouTube, but for right now, the plan is to stick solely on YouTube or on podcast format. We don't want to distract issues from YouTube and bring them to our podcast format, because so far, our podcasting has helped get the word out in numerous countries and many states across this nation. And we are excited to be able to have over 18,000 listeners on our program, which is amazing. I mean, the numbers sound small, but it's a great number for us, especially since we are in the first month of our new format. Also, ladies and gentlemen, I want to introduce to everybody some specials that we are going to be having out, coming out soon. We've got 4 episodes that are going to be special cases. 2 of those episodes are going to be a series, Parts 1 and Parts 2. Our first special will be on the Doodler. Sketched to Death is the title. I will be talking about the Doodler murders in San Francisco in the 1970s, where 16 men may have been killed by this unknown individual named the Doodler. He was targeting gay men in gay neighborhoods in the San Francisco region, and he also is responsible for 3 assaults on individuals who were seeking homosexual relations. However, as the investigation continued, these men refused to testify or help investigators because of their statuses in the community. You have to remember at the time in San Francisco, even coming out as a homosexual was very, very risky for your career. And we'll delve into that case on that special, which will be hosted by me. And then afterwards, a couple of episodes down the line, we will be introducing our 2-part special on the West Mesa Bone Collector. This event happened in Albuquerque, New Mexico, in the mid-2000s, when 11 bodies and a fetus were found in an arroyo ditch outside of Albuquerque. Daisy Chains will talk to you all about this case, introduce her theories, and also play an interesting tape with Wes Mace's voice and also the voice of the assailant in another case that might be related to this particular one. And I will allow Daisy to unveil that on that special. And then finally, we'll be talking about the ghosts of Jackson County, Mississippi. We'll be talking about three particular unidentified sets of remains that were found in Jackson County, Mississippi in 1977 and 1982. One of those bodies, a woman who had dental implants, was found near Pascagoula in 1977 and is believed to be a victim of serial killer Sam Little. In 1982, the body of a toddler was found floating in the Escatapaw River, her nickname only known as Delta Dawn. Her mother was believed to have also been in the river as well, but when investigators were looking for her body, they found an unexpected discovery. The body of a black male found on the banks of the Escatapaw, skeletonized. And investigators believe that this body may be connected to another crime in Mississippi, but both of those crimes are not related to Sam Little. Daisy will also have more on that special and also a special interview with Darren Versiga of the Jackson County Sheriff's Office. With that being said, I want to once again thank all of our listeners for tuning in every Monday and Friday. We are taking a couple of weeks to take a break here to reinvigorate our goal and also just relax a little bit, because sometimes talking about death can take a lot out of you. So thank you once again, and we will see you on the 9th as we discuss the Newcastle John Doe from 1994, a Hispanic man who may have been murdered and thrown on the side of a highway in Delaware. This is Jason Futch with True Cold Case Files, and we hope you will join me and Daisy on that episode and future episodes down the road. Thank you so much, and have a great rest of your week.